Hey, what's up, stupid cast? This is Mike Gibbons, a.k.a. Mike G., a.k.a. Bill Washington of the Pleasure Whores, which OGs know is the old school Team Handsome. I'm in fucking beautiful Bend, Oregon here. I'm about to drive out to a park so I can be alone with my thoughts, maybe fap it, but I am behind the wheel live podcasting right now. And this is called the Substitute Teacher Edition. It's 23.5 episode. I'm supposed to make my debut on Ep 24, but the boys were so excited about having me on, Bruno and G-Red, that they wanted me to do a little, like, guest appearance type thing. And they wanted to talk about me to talk about myself and my advanced degree in psychology. But I'm not really good at that kind of shit. I'm not really good at, like, just talking about myself and shit. So instead, I'm gonna try to perform for you the song Rampage by EPMD, one of the greatest EPMD songs from EPMD's best album, in my opinion, Business as Usual. I believe it came out in the 1990. All right, so here it goes. I'm not gonna do the voices, I'm not that good. I'm just gonna try to do the lyrics. okay, here we go. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Yeah. This is the intro part. And then first verse, PMD. Because you can get rugged, tough, hard like pee. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me, you faggot. No comp, rap on a quest. Get your hoe flown, boy, you must be smoking cess. Because many often wonder, is MD paid? You goddamn right, punk, stay out of my way. Because I clock G's while you clock Z's. And I don't smoke crack, I smoke MC's. So pick up a pen, cop a squat, take notes. Rappers suffer from something, something, slit throats. Because my style, deadly, psychopath, schizophrenic. Rappers something, something, and then they panic. Oh yo, I don't snort yayo. Another word for cocaine, mi amigo. That's Spanish terminology for friend. So sit back and ride my Bozak as I send. Beats funk and bass that thumps. For whoopers and amps, cold wind up in my trunk. I get the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Because I'm the pack capital, P-E twice, M-D-E twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like to fight, but yet, and while I was banging, you were banging on tables, I was banging Snow White. P, slow down, baby. P, slow down, baby. LL Cool J in the house. Verse 2, LL Cool J. The Ripper, the Master, the Overlordian, playing MCs like an old accordion. I get an inspiration from a necessary station, I'm saying I was vacationing. You can't quote with your weaker throat, trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B-flats, so retire the mic, grab your chains and your bats. Here's your chance to advance, get in your stance, I'll shoot the holster off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment, tonight's your arraignment, you're guilty. Face down on the pavement, no holds barred, you're bound to get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God, the Undertaker, dropping thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm as freaky as Saker. So lay the mic down slow and careful, cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slipping and start tripping, diving and dipping and giving pumps a whipping. Just for then, you wanna go a few rounds or so? I'm down so that your clowns would know. Me getting burnt to hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the for getting them constipated. L. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Verse 3, E-double. E-double in the house. When I come around, homeboy, watch your nugget. I'm nasty on the beat down. My style's rugged. When I attack the microphone, close the zone. My rap tank is full, so I can't stall. My microphone is filled with premium. Any whack MC that flexes, I'm creaming them. Bust a motion. When I rock on the mic, I'm like coasting. Ah, my unique physique and your style's extra weak. New method for me to rip in on stage. And I'm on a rampage. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Yeah. Okay, we're going to pause this and I'm going to come back. We're going to try to do some more lyrics in a minute. All right, y'all. It's Mike G coming at you again. I'm back out. And I'm out in the Oregon Badlands wilderness, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Probably should have bought a legal joint and smoked it out here, but I haven't smoked weed in a year. And the last time I smoked weed, I got so high that I cried. I literally just sat down and cried. So that was the last time I smoked weed, and it's a little early for me to start drinking. I got to go pick my lovely daughter, 18-month-old daughter, up at 3, which is an hour from now, so I'm not going to really drink and do that. So I'm just out here in the Oregon Badlands wilderness, chilling, continuing my guest, I guess, podcast. And one thing I wanted to do for you is I wanted to read a little piece that you might be familiar with. If not, it's called Woo Revolution, and it's the intro track to the first disc of the double disc classic album Wu-Tang Forever. If you didn't feel fucking old already, that album is going to be 20 years old this May. Holy shit. Anyway, here we go. These things just took over me, just took over my whole body, so I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother, please? You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love of your own. But brother, brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man. Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why? Why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future? This is the training that's going to be given to you by the Wu, brothers and sisters. The revolution. The revolution will be televised, televised, televised. It's time to rise and take our place so we can inherit the universe. The planet Earth belongs to God. This is 1997. Every square inch of it that he chose for himself is the best part. Behind every strong woman, you'll find a strong man. And behind every strong man, you'll find a strong woman. The universe is not completed without the sun, moon, and stars. Want to be free? That's man, woman, and child. To all you fake-ass niggas who think you're going to survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong. They have attraction powers on the planet. We are the original man. The Asiatic black man, the maker, the author, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization and daughter of the universe. The population was 17 million when the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million all over the planet Earth. Mandela, Mandela, arise, you gods. It's time for the revolutionary war. Malcolm X, Malcolm X, that's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take him off your mental mentality. Take him off your brain. Leave all the cigarettes and guns, the alcohol and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body. That's destroying and decaying your mind. The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, because there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, because there's no hell below. But heaven and hell exist within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through. There is only one God. There is a whole new one faith. There is only one revolution, yeah. At one time it was told to me that man came from monkeys, that we were swinging from trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind. You ever heard about the ape man and the ape woman? You have a mankind that has a beginning to him, and his ending is about to come. If you take one step, I will take one with you. Through the storm and pain, swim the deepest sea with you, my brother. I know you got to be strong, got to hold on. Now the story is about to close. It was 100% of us that came on the slave ships. 85% of our people was uncivilized, poison animal eaters. They're slaves of the mental powers. They don't know who the true and living God is and their origins in the world. So they worship what they do not know or what they know not, and they easily are led in the wrong direction, ought to be led in the right. And now you got the 10% who are rich slave makers of the poor, who teach the poor lies that make the people believe that the almighty true and living God is a spook in the sky and that you can't see him with physical eyes. They're also known as bloodsuckers of the poor. And then you got the 5% who are the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and who know the truth, and living God is, and teach that the true and living God is a supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace, we out. Okay, so that is the intro to the first disc of Wu-Tang Forever. And if anybody remembers when that album came out, it's one, I would say probably the worst intro to any album ever. I remember being so excited and getting that album and putting it in for the first time and having to sit through 6 minutes of that shit. Because there's not even like a good beat playing in the background. I know it's pretty annoying to hear me do it with nothing in the background, but it was even more annoying for some reason that it wasn't even like a good beat in the background. You know, it's like the most anticipated rap album probably of all time. And then they open it with that. And now I'm ruining the stupid cast with it. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to read you another piece here. This is the intro to disc two of Wu-Tang Forever. And this is read by, and this is from the RZA, and it goes like this. Yo, yo, yo. I'm not going to do his voice the whole time. This could be way too hard. Yo, yo, yo. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo, live in effect. We got the ruler, King Zigzag Ziggala, commonly known to y'all as the RZA. Yo, before we go into side two or side B of this double CD, know what I'm saying? I want to give you a little announcement, man. For the last year, there's been a lot of music coming out. That shit been weak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas trying to take hip-hop and make that shit R&B, rapping bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or make that shit funk. Fuck that. This is MCing right here. This is hip-hop. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang gonna bring it to you in the purest form. I got GZA on my side, Killer Priest, Sons of Man, Royal Fam, Killer Army, Grave Diggers, 12 O'Clock. Yo, we wanna let y'all niggas know something, man. To my people all across the world, Japan, Europe, know what I'm saying, Canada, know what I mean, Austria, Germany, Sweden, yo, this is the true hip-hop you're listening to right here. In the pure form, this ain't no R&B with a whack nigga taking the loop, be looping that shit thinking it's going to be the sound of the culture, you know what I'm saying, that player bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All that player dressing up on this shit, acting like this some kind of fashion show, man. You know what I'm saying? This is hip-hop right here. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics, MCing. And yo, to y'all niggas who think you're gonna become an MC overnight, you know what I'm saying? You better snap out of that fucking dream. Man, it takes years for this. You Cat in the Hat-ass rappers, you Dr. Seuss, Mother Goose, simple-minded. Stop running up on niggas with all that whack shit. Word up, man. Talking about you, MC, you ain't no MC. Niggas ain't made for this, you know what I'm saying? This shit was only built for Cuban links. We told y'all niggas back then. And then everybody wanted to change their motherfucking name, you know what I'm saying? We come out with a style, now everyone want to imitate our style. And all you producers out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all good to show a nigga love, but stop biting my shit, you know what I'm saying? Come for your heart with this shit. And all y'all MCs, stop biting my niggas. We told y'all niggas on the fucking Cuban Lynx album, don't bite our shit. Y'all niggas keep biting. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It's time for the Wu Revolution right here. To all my niggas across the world, raise your motherfucking fist in the air and get ready for the triumph. Because the gods is here to take over this shit. Word up. Peace. See, that intro was kind of better. Like, the first disc of Wu-Tang Forever should have had an intro like that, because the other one was fucking brutal. I mean, that's just RZA talking shit. And that one, there was a cool little loop in the background, like a little cool, like, weird bell sound. So you're like, all right, and you actually get pumped. And at the end of it, boom, triumph. Boo, 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 boo. You motherfuckers know it. Probably, you know, greatest, one of the greatest rap songs. But anyway, I'm out here in the Oregon Badlands wilderness. My phone is about to run out of fucking batteries, unfortunately. But I told my boy Bruno, I could come up with a strong 10-15, and this may have been fucking horrible. I have no idea, but it's better than me just talking about myself. You know, that's one thing I get sick of with podcasts where it's just a dude fucking talking about himself. And, I'm doing this, and
I'm going to take a shit and wipe my ass afterwards and then make up a cup of coffee and then... Shut up, motherfucker. This is the gods right here. The gods in the earth. This is Wu-Tang forever, motherfucker. So, that's it. That's exactly 15 minutes. Peace.